Praise you, Lord. Weren't these testimonies a blessing? They were. You know, I don't know how it works out, but my wife always seems to get her way. She said, oh, you know, we should have popcorn testimonies. And I said, I just don't think so. So the Holy Spirit just had popcorn testimonies anyway. Right? And they were good. It's good to stand up and declare what God's doing in you. Declare it and proclaim it. Excellent. What a blessing. We needed to hear these tonight. I just have a little something I want to share, and then I felt that we should just give God time to work in us. What will God do? What will God work in us if we just wait on Him and call upon Him? Well, I found a verse. You know, I'm not much of a investor. We have some folks in the chapel. We have a CPA, and we have another young fellow who's works in. He's just starting to work in the banks, and there's something to investing. I remember when Diane and I finally in our marriage we realized that we had money to invest. And so we took our $20 to the bank. I forgot to tell you, Diane.
Yeah, you may have that 20.
Well, it became 40. But you know, we did have, despite what my wife said, shouldn't women be quiet? It doesn't say it in Corinthians. But you know, we finally had some money, and we wanted to know what to do with it. You know, how to invest it. So we had to ask somebody, you know, what do we do? We're not too risky of people, but the Lord helped us. But it's a big responsibility when you realize you need to take this and invest it. And because what do you do? Why do you invest? To get dividends, right? Isn't that the idea? That's what I'm told. That's how it's supposed to work. And there's a verse found in Galatians 6, 7 and 9. If you want to turn to it with me. But it is kind of speaking about investing. And this is what we read there in verse 7 of chapter 6. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And in verse 8 it says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Wow. I like how it's put in the New Living Translation, if I might read that to you. It's read this way. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. And that's so true, right? You can't plant a seed for green beans and hope for strawberries. And that doesn't work that way. And so we read, you will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. And the question that I'd like to ask us tonight is, what are you sowing? What am I sowing? What am I giving my time to invest in? It's a good question to ask ourselves, isn't it? I'm so thankful for the opportunity to come to Pilgrim Camp. I'm thankful for the young people who say, I'm going up there to serve. And sometimes it costs you something. It's not all, and when you get here, you certainly find out it's not just all about fun and games, but there's work involved, and the work is sometimes hard, and the day is sometimes long. And you need to realize that that's a good investment if you're doing it for Jesus. I so much liked Sister Mary Ann's testimony on Sunday, who said it's not just about being a volunteer. There's a lot of good volunteers, but it's about serving Jesus. And if you have that attitude, what a good investment that is. And what we read here that the Apostle Paul wrote, that the more we invest in spiritual things, the more life we have. Haven't you found that so? Even some of you, let me ask you, who stood up tonight and testified, didn't you feel the life of Christ when you declare the goodness of God? It's a great investment. Some people, they spend so much time investing in the stocks, investing in the natural things. It draws us, and we do live in this world, and many of these things draw our attention, absolutely. And it's hard for us to realize what the Word of God says, that, and this is what the Apostle Paul wrote, that although some of these things are necessary, all of that sowing comes to an end, and it doesn't last. And it's temporal at best. And he put it this way, didn't he? He said, for if you sowed just to this flesh, then all you're going to reap is corruption. And it behooves us to sow to the Spirit. So the New Living Translation goes on, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature, but those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. I can't help myself, but I have to tell you this one. Maybe you heard about the stockbroker who really made it big. They work hard, stockbrokers. I've known a friend who became that. It's hard work. But you also make a lot of money. It's demanding, but you make a lot of money. And there was one stockbroker, he bought a Porsche. Do you know what that is? Yeah. Right, not a front porch. One guy said, Brother Keith, when I was first starting to speak in Kingsburg, after I got done speaking, this is the encouragement I got. Somebody came up to me, a young fellow, and said, well, Keith, you know what you need? I said, what? Command of the English language. I'm still at it, though. And one time I kept saying, the guy got a Porsche. But it's a Porsche, right? And he got the Porsche and he parked it outside. And as he was showing it off, you know, those things cost a lot of money. I remember as a kid, we'd be like, look, a Porsche! You know, because you never really saw one. Look, is that a Porsche? And I couldn't believe it. And now it's just like, oh, that's a Porsche. Well, there's a Lamborghini. Right? I mean, isn't it that way? I'm telling my one friend, he's telling me about this Lamborghini. This is unbelievable, but it's so true. He's telling me about a Lamborghini, and he showed me a picture. He was really into cars. We're walking to church in Kingsburg, New Jersey, and there's one parked on Carr Avenue. Who in Kingsburg could afford that car? You know? Who? The collective salaries of that town couldn't afford that car. And there it was. We leaned on it, we sat on it, we looked in it. Well, anyway, back to my story. This Porsche, he's showing it off, and all of a sudden he hears. Right? And this other guy rams into it and demolishes his Porsche. And he was standing right next to it. He could have really been killed. But the whole car, it missed him and went around him. And he was like right next to it like this. And it just ripped the car as he was leaning on it. And he's yelling and screaming. And the ambulance comes and the police. And they're looking at this guy. And he's like, look what happened. He said, you've got to find that guy that hit and destroyed this car. He took off down that way. And the cop said, no, you need to sit down. He said, what are you talking about, my Porsche? And he said, your arm's ripped off. Well, you know what the guy said? My Rolex. I had to tell it. Sometimes you just got to let it out. Yeah, it's silly, I know. But you know, it's silly and it's facetious, but you know, that's how it is out there in the world. And what's sad is that's how it is sometimes in the church. when we put more stock and investment in the things that we can get, that we own, that we have, and excuse me, the video games, the iPods, iTunes is making a fortune off the church. You know, it's true. And we put so much, this is what matters to us. It really does. And to me too. The house, the car, the things, you know, what that we need, that we go after. And God, I believe He wants us to be blessed. It's not that, you know, we're to live in a cell and rest our head on a block of wood and live that. It's not that. But the idea is that the Apostle Paul is saying, look, if you invest so much into that, you're going to be very disappointed. And that's not where life is. And I find that the enemy keeps pulling us towards that. Whereas if we invest in the Spirit, we have life. Let me read another scripture. It's from Galatians 5, earlier in the chapter. He says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another. And I'd like to read this in the New Living Translation. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. And I have to say that the more you learn to invest in the Holy Spirit, the less you're going to feel those depressions and those down feelings. Because the more you invest in the Holy Spirit, why, the more the joy of the Lord comes in and takes over. And this, so I like the way it says, I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. You know, that sinful nature won't be so prominent and have so much say in our lives. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. You feel that struggle sometimes? It's good just to say yes to the Spirit. I'm following you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to end, but you know, I had a friend, you know, he was a bit over the top. But you know what he said he used to do? He said to me one time, I got this great revelation. I got this great idea to walk in the Spirit and live with the Spirit. And I was interested. I said, I'm open for this. He said, you know, I go to work and I open the door for the Holy Spirit. So that's interesting. He said, then I go to sit down, and he was a data processor, and he said, I pull up another chair just for the Holy Spirit. I said, okay, it's getting strange. And then he said, I sit down at lunch, and I don't let anybody sit across. I said, because that's, no, someone's sitting there. And it got a little weird. But in one sense, if that was helping him to remember that the Holy Spirit can guide us, then I didn't say anything negative in front of him. But we need the Holy Spirit like that. We do. Real quick, I just want to share some verses with us. Because this is our Lord's slant on our lives down here. Can I put it that way to you? Please just listen. And then we're going to just obey the Holy Spirit tonight. But this is the Lord's slant on our lives down here. And whether it's mundane or busy, or like Andrea said, whether it's a roller coaster, this is God's slant. Jesus said this, a few verses. In Luke 12, he said, so he was speaking about the rich man, remember, who got everything he wanted and finally said, now I can relax, my barns are full. And then God came and said, but now your soul is acquired of you. Jesus said this, so is he, and the Lord called him a fool, because now his soul has acquired him. And Jesus said, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Young people, you have an opportunity here at camp to get rich toward God. to be rich toward God, to invest in the things of God. Luke 12, 31, 34, we have this. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things, everything you need, will be added to you. What a wonderful promise. My wife and I, we live that verse and have found it to be true. In 32, he says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Did you hear that? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And you know what happened to Tony Bennett. His heart's in San Francisco, right? We don't want that. We want our heart to be in heaven. We want our hearts to be in the things of God. Here's the last one. Do not labor for the food which perisheth, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. So I want to ask us, how is the balance of our investing? How is it? Do we invest more in the flesh, in the desires of the flesh? Are we as God's children more interested in the things that are produced and made and are down here? Or is God doing a holy work in us where we're beginning to say, no, Lord, I have seen the majesty of who you are. Lord, I've seen your kingdom and it's wonderful and I want to invest in that. Lord, I want to labor for the food that doesn't perish. Can the Holy Spirit do that in us? I believe He can. In a sweet and natural way. And we don't have to get strange and start leaving seats for the Holy Spirit. He dwells, He's in us. Right? I thought tonight, let's give the Holy Spirit a little time. Let's just open our hearts and say, Holy Spirit, you just work in me. I want to invest my life in you. I want to give myself to you greater tonight. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's stand, shall we? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. There's a great hymn. I believe it's 289. I am His and He is mine. 289. Love with everlasting love. I'm going to ask us to do something that we used to do here years ago at camp. And let's just go to our knees and sing this song. Because really, it's right to Him, isn't it? So if you're able to do that, will you do that? And let's sing it right to Him. And then let's give God time. Let's invest in our Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, glory to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We receive of you, O Lord. We open our hearts. Oh, meet us, O Lord God Jesus. Jesus, we need you. We desire you, O Lord. We desire you, O Lord God. We praise you, we worship you, Lord. Fill our hearts with yourself. Fill our hearts with ourselves. We open our hearts, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, dear Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Take down my heart. Fill every part, oh God. We give ourselves to you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we give you our hearts, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we open our hearts to all that you have for us.
Yes.
Dear God, we receive of you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.